A new Arab opinion poll shows most of those surveyed oppose the Islamic State extremist group, and more than half say the terror group exists because of the policies of foreign powers. The poll included the views of 18,000 respondents, divided evenly between men and women. Dr. Imad Harb is the Director of Research and Analysis at the Arab Center in Washington. He spoke to VOA's Mohammed El-Shanawi about the survey's findings.
The most striking outcome, which is really very, very happy outcome, is that the majority of Arabs really don't think that democracy is bad for them, for their societies, don't think that democracy is incompatible with Islam. They think that it is compatible with Islam, and democracy affects economics. In other words, it's not disruptive to economic activity. Another one is the overwhelming majority of Arabs do not approve of what ISIL, of ISIL or what ISIL is doing. And this is a very, very positive thing, and it helps a lot in how to fight it and how to get rid of it.
We have two different experiences when it comes to the Arab Spring. How different was the public opinion in Tunisia compared to the public opinion in Egypt in major issues?
In Tunisia, people showed in this survey that they are freer to express their opinion than the situation in Egypt. People appear to be more hopeful about change in their societies and to the better. In the Egyptian case, people express some fears of how things are going, whether it is politics, whether it's an economics and social situation. So these are two different outcomes of the very same revolutions, and this is really very, very interesting.
Algeria and Tunisia and Egypt are more concerned with terrorism, especially emanating from the so-called Islamic State. Was that clear in your public opinion survey?
All states, all people represented in this sample have said that they're worried about their security situation, and they're all interested in whether it is their countries, whether it is an international coalition that would fight the Islamic State.
What did the survey tell about U.S. stance in the Arab public opinion?
Generally speaking, Arabs do not think that the United States is doing the right thing in the Arab world, whether it is Syria, Iraq, Libya, Yemen, or Palestine, obviously. Palestine is the oldest file here, and Palestine has never been dealt with in the, by the United States, and Arabs know this, and they express their disapproval of U.S. policy towards Palestine.
Was there any decline in U.S. popularity compared to the previous surveys?
Generally speaking, no. There is across the board, across time, and across countries, there is disapproval of how the United States is conducting itself in the Middle East and the Arab world.
Can the U.S. do anything to win hearts and minds of the Arab public?
The United States can go back to being a benevolent force instead of being a force that only advocates military solutions. The United States has a great opportunity in the fight against ISIL to try to help Arabs change their economic situation, their social situation, their security situation. The United States has to open up on civil society organizations and Arab society, not only governments. Governments do not necessarily all represent what the Arabs want, really.
That was Dr. Imad Harb, the Director of Research and Analysis at the Arab Center in Washington. He was speaking to VOA's Mohammed El-Shanawi.